Hare Krishna. Lifestyle is often more style than life. Nowadays we live in a culture that gives a huge amount of importance and glamorization to lifestyle. So a large part of the consumer industry and the advertising industry that promotes the consumer products as well as the luxury products, which are often called as lifestyle products, they are not necessities, but they are made into imagined necessities because of the social, cultural pressure that is exerted on us to possess those things and to parade those things, and thereby to prove to the world that we are also more cool, we are also hip, we are also successful. So now such a lifestyle is often more about style than about life. What does that mean? That means that life we live when we have some purpose which resonates with our deepest side, which has some intrinsic meaning. When we live only for the sake of style, when we live only for the sake of garnering admiration from others, which actually is just concealed envy anyway. When we have a better gadget or a better car or a better dress or a bigger house, or that way, when we have such things, at that time people may admire those things and people may admire us. But under those admiration is actually envy. Now, why don't I have this? Why does this person have it? And when a person is motivated by such a shallow level of admiration from others, and that's what determines one's style, what one will eat, how one will eat, or what one will dress, what one will seek for, where one will go. When everything is determined by people's perceptions of what is stylish and what is not stylish, then such a person actually stops living. Life becomes simply a performance, and that performance is for the sake of gaining some applause from others. And in such a situation, we often lose a connection with our core self. And when we lose connection with our core self, then we bring suffering upon ourselves. Suffering, first of all, of an existential emptiness. Yes, what am I living for? If we contemplate during the silence and seclusion of our private selves, on our hearts, we'll realize, what is the point of my life? No. That is it, that I want to live to be admired by these people? Is that all that there is to life? And just if someone tomorrow gets something better than what we have got, then immediately the admiration will shift to that person. And then what will happen to all the struggle that we made to have that style? And anyway, what is in style today changes. And as Oscar Wilde said, that fashion is a form of ugliness so intolerable that we have to compulsively change it every 6 months. So, when we live for the sake of style, then we are living for the sake of people's admiration, who really don't admire us, who envy us, and whose admiration is fickle. It may go just shift to someone else at any moment. And that admiration is based on our possessing things whose appeal also is fickle. So in this way, here we are the core person, but around us are our possessions, and around us are the people who admire those possessions. And in that way, in identifying with our possessions and identifying that the praise which people are offering to our possessions is offered to us, we lose ourselves. And in that way, we stop living. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how such people who are motivated simply by externals, they destroy their self. Etam drishtim avashtabhya नष्टात्मानो अल्पबुद्धयः प्रभवन्ति उग्रकर्माणः क्षयाय जगतो हितः. सो नष्टात्मानो, कृष्ण से द सोल इज लॉस्ट फॉर सच पीपल. दे आर themselves स्पिरिचुअली लॉस्ट, नॉट जस्ट इन द सोल सेंस दैट दे डोंट डू एनीथिंग फॉर द सोल, दैट इज डेफिनेटली ट्रू, बट अलॉन्ग विद दैट दे डोंट इवन डू एनीथिंग टैंजिबल फॉर देयर ओन फॉर थिंग्स दैट मैटर टू देम, फॉर द थिंग्स दैट आर इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर देम, वॉट इवन materially speaking, what to speak of spiritually speaking. So for example, somebody may have talent in art, but just because the peer pressure wants that you should become an engineer, the person becomes an engineer, and then internally person feels wasted away. So rather than focusing on seeking such a stylish lifestyle, we should seek a purposeful lifestyle. A lifestyle, not just here where the focus is not on style, but it is on life, where we understand what is it that lives, it is the soul, and what is it that is the basis of the life of the soul, that is love. And love becomes most fulfilling when it is directed towards the Supreme Lord. So when we learn to live in devotion, then we truly start living. And that lifestyle is the lifestyle that helps us to gain the fulfillment that we seek through more and more glamorous lifestyles, but we never get therein. But by going inwards towards the source of all life and towards the goal of all life, Krishna, we attain lasting fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.